Now to some dramatic political news in South Australia. A former South Australian Liberal leader has declared himself an independent and thrown his support behind the Labor Party. Martin Hamilton-Smith has been offered a ministry in the Wetherill Labor government. Our reporter Caroline Winter joins us now. Caroline, just how much of a shock is this?
Eleanor, this is nothing short of a bombshell announcement for South Australian politics, which so far this year has been fairly tumultuous, not least with the March election, which landed us with a hung parliament. Martin Hamilton-Smith is a former Liberal leader, a former Liberal minister, and he spent 14 years in his safe Liberal seat of weight here in South Australia. Mr Hamilton-Smith has now decided he wants to serve as an independent Liberal and agreed to provide the government, the Wetherill Labor government, in key parliamentary votes such as supply and no confidence motions, his support. So as I mentioned, the March election produced a hung parliament. One independent, Geoff Brock, chose to support Labor, but it was still a fairly uncertain situation with another of our independents, Bob Such, who has taken ill, and it's not sure what his decision might be when he returns to parliament. Martin Hamilton-Smith has decided he wants to end the uncertainty and has since chosen this move to what has been called a defection effectively to the Labor Party. So it now gives a fourth term Labor government 23 seats plus the support of two independents and that certainty that they've been looking for.
So clearly welcomed by Jay Wetherill. What ministry did he offer this new supporter for his party?
Yeah, indeed. Jay Wetherill will be extremely excited by this news. He says he'll give him the Ministry of Industry, Trade and Defence and also Veterans Affairs, which actually builds on Martin Hamilton-Smith's previous shadow portfolios that he's held, as well as 23 years that he spent in the Army serving in the Special Air Service Regiment. Martin Hamilton-Smith says he wants to be helpful and constructive, not destructive, but knows he will probably come up against some disappointment, let's say, from the Liberal electorate. But here's what he had to say a short time ago.
I think it is time now to put the people first and the politics second. And for that reason, I'm optimistic that as an independent Liberal within the Wetherill government, I'll be able to make a small difference and contribute towards sound and effective government from this day forward. I think what South Australia deserves now is that the government that formed a majority after the election be able to get on with implementing its agenda in their interests. And I think what others in the parliament need now is the certainty of knowing the lay of the political landscape so that we can go forward together as a parliament in the best interests of the people who put us there.
And that's the former South Australian Liberal leader, Martin Hamilton-Smith, announcing that he will throw his support behind the Labor government.